going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Caps Canadians tonight. Series is in Montreal for the first time. Game 3, our Caps playoff coverage on Grant and Dan as we welcome you back on the Fans, brought to you by Ace Trim Carpentry. For over 25 years, Ace Trim has been a trusted trade partner for new home builders in the DMV, specializing in full-service interior trim carpentry. They handle everything from supply to installation, turnkey and hassle-free. Contact us at acetrim.com today. Ace Trim, the home builder's trade partner. The game's right here on the Fan on the radio at 7:30. If you're watching on television, watch the Monumental Sportsnet broadcast starring our guy, Joe Beninati, who joins us now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and cooling in the DMV. Joe B., first things first, we're thinking about Locker, buddy. We know he will not be on the call tonight, but your cohort and partner in crime for many, many years sounds like is under the weather and fighting something.
Yeah, he is, guys, but I got some really good news earlier today that he was going to be able to watch this game tonight from home. So I'm hoping this will just be a weekend off for Locker. I can't share any much more than that, guys, but I know that he's doing well, and I heard from his daughter, Courtney, recently that he might be watching from home. I think he's going to be watching from home tonight, so that makes us feel a whole lot better.
Yeah, that is good. I mean, no easy transition to just matters of boring old sport, but obviously his health is far more paramount and more important than anything that we're talking about here. Locker, this is going to be a tough one tonight. I mean, Montreal should probably have some confidence, even though down 2-0 because of how close these games have been, especially with their late flurries in the third period there. So talk to me here. What are you anticipating for tonight?
Big push, Danny, right from the start. So I'm looking around at almost 22,000 empty seats. By 7 o'clock, they will be jammed to the rafters here. And as electric an atmosphere as you're going to find in the NHL, the home team will take a push from them. And this is a young group that really wants to show its best earlier in the game than they have been in this series. They've been waiting to the third period to show why they got into the playoff party. They want the great start. Washington is bracing itself for that kind of start. The Caps have been at their best in the first 30 minutes of the games, the first two outings. And I'm hoping that that can continue again, but you're going to have to get adjusted to what is an extremely hostile environment.
Adjustments are going to be made by Montreal. They've got last change. Presumably they can try to take advantage of matchups with what is a terrific line, was the best line in hockey in the stretch run of the regular season, that Suzuki Caulfield group. What do you think they're going to try to do, and how does Spencer Carberry try to combat it with less a dictation available?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of suspicion, a little subterfuge going on, as always, in a best of seven, Grant and Danny. There's some thought that Patrick Laine may be banged up a little bit. Laine didn't play at all in the third period. It looked like Martin Saint-Louis had shortened his bench by then. There is the possibility, and Saint-Louis doesn't like to do this normally, but there is the possibility that Montreal would dress 11 forwards and 7 defensemen. That would probably put Arbor Jacki into the lineup if it's true. Jacki is extremely physical, and I know Canadiens fans don't like the way Washington's been mauling some of their players in the first two games. Jacki is a bit of a deterrent, but you know what, guys? I think the Canadiens would be doing a favor if they put Jacki in the game, a favor for the Caps. He could be a little bit of a defensive liability. He's extremely tough. He has a great snarl about him, but I don't know that he would play all that much. There's a possibility, too, they could inject Michael Pezzetta into the lineup. That's another rambunctious kind of winger who likes to throw his weight around. Those are always the punch, counterpunch kind of things you look for in a best of seven. But you make a great point, guys. This is home ice advantage for a reason. And now Martin Saint-Louis should be able to get Suzuki away from Dubois a little bit more than he did in the first two games. The Caps want the Dubois line out there first and foremost against Suzuki. They have the last change. Montreal does with home ice. So there's a little bit of juggling that has to go on, and the guys need to be a bit more attentive to line changes, and let's hope that goes off smoothly for the Caps.
You know the voice. It's Joe Beninati, the voice of the Washington Capitals, joins us here on G&D. Okay, so guys that have played really, really well, maybe unsung so far through these couple of games, Joe B. Let's give some attaboys. The point scorers, we've seen Stromer with four. Ovechkin had the great game one. McMichael with a couple in the net this past game. Who else has kind of played well hidden here for the first couple for Washington?
Beauvillier coming home, Danny. Quebec native, just like Dubois. Those two guys are going to want to play especially well in front of friends and family. But I think Beauvillier has been a nice spark plug on that top line. Seems to work very well in conjunction with Strome and Ovechkin. And I know he's already popped a goal in game one. He's got another assist in game two. This is a player who they're hoping will continue to shine like that. And his past track record has shown that he's played even more, had more production in the playoff tournament than perhaps he might per game in the regular season. I thought McMichael was great in the first game, didn't convert. Glad that he got two goals in game two, deservedly so. And for as long as Alexei Protas is out of the lineup, you hope McMichael takes that place of that 30-goal scorer, and he's shown you the ability to do that. Good news on the Protas front, guys. I know Spencer Carberry has called him a game-time decision tonight. I watched him work out an awful lot this morning. I think he's likely to not play tonight, but he was moving quite well, very comfortably, nothing noticeable as far as maybe a hitch in the giddy-up as far as a stride was concerned. So he's close. He's going to be available if necessary, I would imagine, before too long in this series.
So you just led me to my question then on Protas, and that conflicts what I had thought, because the videos I've seen, he's not at full speed, but obviously you got to see a full workout. So number one, how close is he, which you kind of addressed. But then second, here's my question.
He's not at full speed, Grant, in my mind.
Gotcha.
Not to my eye, but he's awfully close. He's closer than I would have thought.
Okay. So that's good to hear, because I thought he wasn't that close. So that's great. But here's the big question, right? When he plays, who comes out? And I'm just going to take you through my thinking, and then I want you to react to it. I would have said Radish before the series. I thought he was tremendous in game two. Somebody might have said, well, Leonard, based on the regular season, I think he's been phenomenal twice now, maybe his two best games as a Capital. You could say Mangiapane. He's one of their leaders in expected goals. He's been great and had chances. My idea would be Eller, maybe as like a weak link, but then you got to move McMichael to a different position at center and really jumble a bunch of things up, so maybe they don't want to do that. Plus, he's good defensively and he's been heavy. I don't know. You tag, you're it. Like, what do they do? This is a really hard decision.
Yeah, I think...
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You're in the right neighborhood, bringing up Radish, Leonard, I think Eller on the outside. But to me, it would be those two wingers that would be a very difficult decision for the coaching staff. But that's a good problem to have. And again, I don't think they're going to rush Protas by any stretch. But by what I saw this morning, and again, he took extra workout with the guys who are normally scratched. So, you know, he was out there with Ethan Frank, with Ethan Bear, with Dylan McElrath. He was on the ice for a long time, which led me to believe that he wouldn't be playing tonight. So if you happen to do well here in Montreal in this game three and make it a 3-0 series lead, and I don't think that's going to be easy by any stretch, but if you do, why would you push it? There's no need to push it. So let's see how things play out. I just took it as a very good sign that, I hate putting numbers on it, but he looked 75-80% to me. That's not bad. And again, this is a morning skate practice. It's not a full blast, full contact workout, but he looked much better than I thought he would, considering the injury.
Joe B., last one from me, defensive pairing. So what have we seen so far, and how strenuous would the test be tonight?
I'm thrilled with the way Alexiev has jumped into the breach there, Danny. I mean, that's not an easy guy to replace in Martin Farivari. Farivari is so mobile, stronger than most people think. Alexiev is a bigger body, greater reach. And from what I remember, he's played a lot with Trevor Van Riemsdyk in the past. He barely played at all during the regular season, right? He only played 8 games. But I remember him playing in a partnership with Van Riemsdyk in the playoffs last spring. And when I talk with both of those guys, they use the word adaptability. Both of those guys say that all 6-7 defenders in the lineup possibly are really adaptable, that they can go and play in different partnerships and get used to each other pretty quickly. Right now, I like the way it's going when I see Chychrun and Carlson together. I think Sandin and Roy is a good group. And Alexiev, like I said, has been, I think it's terrific to watch him do what he's done as a healthy scratch for almost 80% of the season. To be able to rely upon him like this, yeah, that's pretty incredible.
Joe B., the big storyline before the series started was how poorly the Caps finished the regular season and whether they'd be able to flip the switch, and we have now put that to bed. Is there anything that you think they need to clean up or do better? I mean, vaguely the third period, obviously, but like schematically or otherwise, is there anybody you think needs to elevate their game? What would be your concerns now up 2-0, if there are any?
No, I like what I've seen, especially early in the games. I've mentioned the first 30 minutes, and you guys have addressed it, how they've been able to maneuver their way across the finish line. A lot of that has to do with Logan Thompson. I mean, the Logan Thompson we've seen in games 1 and 2 is exactly the kind of net mining you need for Washington to go where they want to go in this tournament. And obviously, they have grand designs. They dream big. So getting to play against Montreal in a 1-8 matchup, yes, they're favored, but you need Logan. You don't get out of that first 2 games with 2 wins without Thompson playing as well as he did. Montreal is going to be singing the other story, obviously, in the room. Guys, we easily could have had a split there. Now they're coming to our place. Let's jump on them. I feel that much more impressed by Washington when Thompson plays at that level. He gives you the kind of goaltending that you need to go a long, long way. I think for the most part, again, I'd love to see Mangiapane, Eller, and Leonard get rewarded. They've been oh so close around the cage for a couple of weeks now. I looked at Lars Eller today and said, Lars, you're going to get one. Back in a building that's really familiar. He used to love being here in Montreal. I said, you know what, Lars, you're overdue. He goes, completely overdue. So maybe those guys will catch in. So for me, it would be the Mangiapane, Eller, Leonard line. They've played better than they've produced. Let's just say that. And maybe they're due to get themselves on the score sheet.
Joe B., you're the best. Have a great call tonight, my friend. Thanks for the time.
Guys, my pleasure. Always good to chat with you.
You got it. There's Joe Beninati, our good pal, on the call tonight. I'm sure Alan May will be filling in for Craig Lachlan, but that's great news. Locker will be back home after falling under the weather, and hopefully we'll be back in studio calling games in the booth before the end of this series.
No doubt.